博迦试点博迦瓦坛第一篇第二章神和神圣的服务第十五个诗节。
Saving the Sanskrit. Yadanu Yasina Yuta.
Yadanu Yasina Yuta. Yasina Yuta.
The devotees have books.
那么奉献者呢？大家一起来重复。
Okay. And everybody reads together. Even if I cannot listen to you, you have to repeat. So like this, you learn the Sanskrit.
这样就是我们大家跟着阿叔一起来重复，这样的话一起来学习这个梵文。
Yadanu dhis adu, sorry, Yadanu dhyasina yukta, Yadanu dhyasina yukta, karma granti nibandhanam, karma granti nibandhanam.Shindanti kovidastasya, Shindanti kovidastasya, Kona kuryat kataratim, Kona kuryat kataratim, Yat,
Yat,
Yat. You just say the translation. Okay. Anudya,
Anudya, Chi'i.
Ki'i, asina,
asina,
jie, yukta,
yukta, 拥有了，
拥有了 ，karma,
karma, 反动性工作，
反动性工作 ，granti,
granti, 结，
结 ，nibandhanam.
尼班扎南互相编织，
互相编织，清丹地，
清丹地阶段，
阶段，戈比达，
戈比达，聪明的，
聪明的，达西亚，
达西亚，他的，
他的，卡，
卡，谁？谁？
那
那不
不，古雅
古雅，将做
将做，可他
可他，讯息
讯息 ，radim
radim， 注意
注意。How many people we have in the conference here?Is Yuan is connected also?
Yes.
Is only one chat? No, it's not connected.
No.
Shiradika, you lost Yuan.
We have four places connected in the conference.
Here, I only see one person.
Oh, really? It's, we have Wuhan, Sichuan, Shantipur, and...
Are you sure they are connected?
Yes.
In your computer shows, huh?
Yes, yes.
Because here only... Okay. 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 Okay, read the translation and the purport by Srila Prabhupada.
译文，聪明的人急着记忆性格神手，手持利剑，切断反动性的工作的果报缠结。因此，谁会不清楚他的讯息呢？要指由舒拉帕帕提供。如果一个人想解脱于果报工作的活动与反动，便要切断灵性火花因与物质元素接触而产生的缠结。解脱的意思是免于反动性工作的因果循环。对一个恒常的记着具有性格神手超然活动的人，解脱不求而来，这是因为至尊主的所有活动，他的逍遥是超然于物质能力形态的，都是十分具吸引力的灵性活动。因此，与至尊主灵性活动的永恒久联系，会慢慢地将被条件限制了的灵魂灵性化，最后把物质捆缚的纠结切断。 因此从物质捆缚中解脱出来，是奉献服务的副产品。达到灵性的知识并不足保证解脱，这样的知识必定要再加上奉献服务，到最后单是奉献服务便足够了，那样解脱便有可能。就算果报工作者的反动性工作，只要加上奉献服务，也可以导致解脱。果报或业报加上奉献服务称为业报瑜伽。同样的，体验知识加上奉献服务称为思辨瑜伽。但是纯洁的奉爱瑜伽不用依靠这些业报思辨，不但本身能赐予一个人在条件限制下生命的解脱，更能得偿对主的超然爱心服务。因此任何在一般只有贫乏知识的人之上的名慧人士，必定要聆听歌颂及记忆，经常不停地崇拜他来持久地记忆起具有性格的神手，这便是奉献服务的完整途径。由圣切坦亚马哈帕布授权去传播奉爱宗的 Vrindavana 的 Goswami 严谨地追随这个规则，为了我们的利益而著作了有关超然科学无量的文献。他们为不同社会阶层及生命不同境界的人士策划了追随圣典博加瓦坛及其他类似的权威性经典的教导所要走的途径。译文：聪明的人急着记忆性格神手，手持利剑切断反动性的工作的果报缠结，因此谁会不倾注他的讯息呢？ Yes。
Om Agena Timiram Dasya Agena Jana Shemakaya Sakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shigurade Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Svapadantikam Vanchakapa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vasha Aditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So material activities, this is the problem, this is the problem of the conditioned souls in this material world.
因此在这物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂，就是物质的活动是这个世界受条件限制灵魂的问题。
Because once we start engaging in material activities, we become bound.
因为一旦我们从事于这些物质活动的话，我们就被束缚了。
So the first problem is we get identified with our material bodies.
因此这第一个问题就是说我们和自己的这个物质躯体所认同。
This is the first problem.
这是第一个问题。
Because this is because of ignorance.
这是由于愚昧而引起的。
So ignorance is the root cause of our problems in the material world.
因此愚昧是我们在这个物质世界当中的根源性的问题。
Because everything starts from that.
因为所有其他的问题都来自于这个原始的问题。
We forget that we are spiritual souls, eternal servants of Krishna.
因为我们遗忘了我们是灵魂，我们是 Krishna 的永远的仆人。
So forgetfulness is a symptom of ignorance.
因此遗忘是愚昧的特征。
So we identify ourselves with these bodies.
所以我们和我们这个躯体所认同。
And we identify, we think that we are connected by relationships with other bodies.
那么我们认为，我们与其他人是一些躯体关系上的连接。
So the most binding the most strong binding connection or relationship is the relationship between a woman and a man.
因此，这个在关系上最为最为紧密的关系，或者在这个世界上最为紧密的关系，就是男人和女人的关系。
So this creates a very binding knot in the heart.
这会在我们的内心呢，造成一个非常紧密的束缚。
So a knot.
是一个网。
A knot inside the heart.
是在心中的一张网。
Even remember when they do marriage, I don't know if in China they do like that, but in Vedic marriage, when the bride and the bridegroom are married, they tie their clothes together.
那么在伟达的传统当中呢，新郎和新娘当他们结婚的时候，他们会把互相的衣服结在一起，系在一起。
So they are bound with the knot.
因此呢，他们是用一个这样的结把他们都系起来。
So this knot actually is there in the heart because we become so attached, we become bound.
因为这个结呢，就形成在心中。那么，因为我们互相之间是如此的依附，所以互相呢是受束缚。
So a person, when a person is bound with ropes, he cannot move independently.
当一个人他被绳子所束缚的时候，他没有办法自由的活动。
Usually the criminals we bind their hands and we bind their feet.
那么通常情况下呢，那些罪犯的话，我们会把他们的脚给束缚住，或者还有他们的手给绑住。
So like this, we stop their freedom.
因此呢，通过这样的一种方法，我们让他们不能自由行动。
Because if they have freedom, then they do criminal things, they do bad things.
因为一旦当他们开始有了自由的话呢，那么他们就会从事不好的活动。
So the conditioned souls also in this material world, they want only to do bad things that without the approval of Krishna.
因此受条件限制的灵魂在这个世界上只是想做不好的事情，也就是说 Krishna 所不允许的事情。
So we are like criminals in the material world.
所以我们就好像在这个物质世界里的罪犯。
We don't want to obey Krishna.
我们不想顺从追随 Krishna.
We don't want to follow Krishna's laws.
我们不想追随 Krishna 的律法。
So we are bound.
因此呢,
we are bound, we are thrown into the material world.
因此我们就被丢到了这个物质世界来受束缚。
So to be in this material world is a punishment.
因此在这个物质来到这个物质世界其实是一个惩罚。
To be inside the material body, this is a punishment.
能居住在这样一个物质躯体当中也是一种惩罚。
Everybody agrees with that. To be inside the material body is to undergo so many troubles.
每个人都不得不承认，在这个物质躯体当中是有很多的麻烦在那里的。
But only due to ignorance, they think, "Oh, if I can manage to overcome this suffering, then I will be happy."
但是呢，因为愚昧，所以人们想说，如果我能够我能够达到某一些事情，或者是超越这些状况的话，我就会快乐了。
This is what people think that they think that they're gonna manage one day to be happy within their material bodies.
因此，人们呢，就会想说，有一天他们在这个物质躯体当中，他们会想办法让自己能够变得快乐。
That's why we see so many times Prabhupada writes in his purports, or you see in the scriptures this, the living entities are struggling in this material world.
这就是为什么我们可以看到 Srila Prabhupada 在经典当中经常提到的是这个生物体在这个物质世界是非常挣扎的。
The word used is struggle.
那么在这里用到的词叫挣扎。
Struggle means not, does not mean living.
挣扎的意思并不是和生存是不一样的。
Struggle means so much difficulty.
挣扎意味着有那么多的困难。
So this is material existence. It's full of difficulties.
因此，这就是物质存在，也就是说，充满着挣扎。
So it only requires a little understanding to see that we are surrounded by many, many, many difficulties.
所以我们需要有一些理解力来了解说，其实我们周围是充满着困难和挣扎的。
This is very obvious. You can see.
其实这是非常显而易见的，我们大家都能够感受到。
There's suffering or misery is imposed by material nature.
那么有来自于物质自然的这些困难。
Sometimes cold, sometimes it's windy, it's raining, it's too hot.
有时候太热、太冷、风太大。
We can never say, oh, it's a perfect weather.
我们永远没有办法说啊，今天的这个天气实在是太完美了。
Maybe for some time.
可能偶尔很小段时间会是这样。
There is always some problem.
但是总是会有各种各样的问题。
So material nature imposes us so many difficulties, so many problems.
因此，物质自然给予我们那么多的问题困难。
And sometimes there are calamities, there are typhoon.
有时候呢有自然灾害，像台风啊。
Or is drought, there is no rain for a long time.
比如说干旱啦，很久没有下雨了。
Or too much rain, it's a flood.
或者太多的雨就变成了洪灾。
Sometimes there are diseases spread through the air.
有时候呢，在空气当中有病菌的传播。
So many things caused by material nature.
有那么多的这些问题都是由物质自然所造成的。
And then there are the sufferings caused by other living entities.
然后还有来自于其他生物体所引起的这些困难。
Mosquitoes.
比如说蚊子。
We are so peaceful and the mosquitoes come to bite us.
那么我们很平静的，然后呢有蚊子就来开始咬你了。
Sometimes our neighbors give us trouble.
有时候我们的邻居给我们问题，给我们制造骚扰。
So many other people can give trouble.
有那么多其他的人会制造一些骚扰和困难。
So these difficulties caused by other living entities.
所以这就是来自于其他生物体的这些困难。
So many troubles.
有那么多的困难困境。
And also difficulties caused by our own bodies and minds.
然后还有来自于我们自己的躯体和自己的心意的问题。
We experience pain. We experience tiredness.Hunger.
我们感觉痛苦，我们感觉疲惫，我们感觉很饥饿。
Sometimes we are sick, we experience fever.
然后我们感觉到发热。
Fever, we experience fever.
发烧。
Sometimes pain, of different sorts of pains.
有时候是各种各样不同，各种各样的痛。
We all know these bodies, young or old, they all give all kinds of trouble.
我们都知道，不管在这个躯体当中，你是年轻还是年老的，都会有各种各样的问题。
And the mind is the one who gives the most trouble.
然后呢，心意是给我们最多问题的。
So many trouble caused by our minds.
那么有那么多的问题都是来自于心意的。
Because we are not peaceful.
因为我们不平和。
We cannot be peaceful because we are trying to enjoy the property that does not belong to us.
我们不平和，为什么呢？是因为我们想要试图去享受那些不属于我们的东西。
We try to enjoy material resources. No material resources belong to Krishna.
因为我们想要去享受那些属于 Krishna 的资源。
Anything we see around us, we try to enjoy with our senses. without remembering that everything belongs to Krishna.
在我们身边的一切事情，我们都想要去享受它，但是我们却从来没有意识到过，其实所有这些东西都属于 Krishna.
We try to enjoy our bodies. We think the bodies belong to us.
我们想要享受这个躯体，因为我们觉得这个躯体属于我们的。
So this is the mentality of a thief.
所以这就是一个小偷的心态。
A thief is the person who tries to enjoy the property of others.
一个小偷的心态就是说他想要去享受属于其他人的东西。
So a thief is always an anxiety.
所以一个小偷他经常处于焦虑当中。
He's trying to enjoy the property of others, but he's always in anxiety. He can be caught in any moment.
那么因为呢他虽然他总是想享受属于其他人的东西，但是他总是处于焦虑当中，因为他总是害怕会被别人抓住。
So this is the situation of the living entity in the material world.
所以这就是在这个物质世界生物体的状况。
So they are bound by this chain of actions and reactions that go on in the material world.
所以呢他们就被在这个世界当中由他们自己行为所造成的活动的反应和以及反应所带来的这些一系列的锁链所造成的这些不断的连接的反应。
If we are forgetful of Krishna, then we engage in material activities, karma.
如果我们忘记 Krishna 的话，那么我们就在从事物质的活动。Karma.
Karma means activity that produces a reaction.
Karma 意味着物质的活动，这个活动呢，并且会产生一个反应，会。
So material activity we call karma, and the reaction to that material activity is also karma.
因此，物质的活动叫做 karma， 物质活动所产生的这个反应也是 karma.
So as long as we are bound up by this law of karma, we cannot be free.
因此一旦我们是被这个 karma 所捆缚的话，那么我们就没有办法获得自由。
So we cannot be happy.
因此我们没有办法获得快乐。
Because we are trying to be happy by using something that has nothing to do with us.
因为我们试图想要去用一些和我们没有就是不属于我们的东西来得到快乐。
We are not trying to find the real happiness within ourselves.
因为我们没有真正的是想要在我们的内心我们自己找到真正的快乐。
So that's why Sutta Goswami is saying here, with a sword in hand, with a sword, intelligent man should cut through these binding knots of reaction of karma.
所以呢，一个聪明的人。
The first sentence.
Rupa Goswami?
No, the first translation.
Sutta Goswami 就说，聪明的人急着记忆性格神手，手持利剑，切断反动性的工作的果报缠结。
And what is the process? What is that sword?
因此，那个利剑是什么呢？
How we cut through this binding knot of karma?
我们怎么样来切断这个造成束缚的这样一个缠结呢？
By remembering Krishna.
通过记忆 Krishna.
So, but how we remember Krishna?
但我们怎么又能记忆起 Krishna 呢？
How can you remember Krishna?
你怎么记忆 Krishna 呢？
Please, you answer.
那么你们要，这是你们要回答的问题，你们都是奉献者。
How can we always remember Krishna?
Chanting.
By hearing and chanting constantly. Yes. We have to hear and chant constantly about Krishna.
通过不断的聆听和唱诵。
The purpose of hearing or reading Srimad Bhagavatam is to remember Krishna.
那么我们来阅读和聆听圣典博伽瓦坛，就是为了记忆起 Krishna。
We get together to talk about Krishna so we can remember Krishna always.
我们大家聚在一起，然后来讲述 Krishna， 就是为了能够让我们总是想着 Krishna.
If you remember Krishna, naturally we engage in devotion. devotional service to Krishna.
如果你记着 Krishna 的话，那么很自然的，你就会从事于对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
Because Krishna is so attractive.
因为 Krishna 是如此的有吸引力。
Krishna is so wonderful.
Krishna 是如此的美妙。
It's so wonderful to engage in Krishna's service.
从事于对 Krishna 的服务是如此的美妙。
Because by rendering service to Krishna, Krishna gives us so much happiness.
因为通过对 Krishna 的服务 ，Krishna 给予我们那么多的快乐。
Because by engaging the service of Krishna, then we transcend the reaction of karma.
因为通过对 Krishna 的服务，我们超越这个 karma 所给我们带来的这个反应。
Why is that? Why by acting with our bodies, with our senses and our mind in the service of Krishna, we become free from karma?
Why by
engaging our body and mind in Krishna's service, we become free from karma?
为什么我们通过从事对 Krishna 的活动，就是把我们的身体，把我们的心意，把我们的所有的资源用于 Krishna 服务之后，我们就会免于这些果报活动呢？免于 karma 呢？
好好 ，Can you answer？
如何？你们能回答吗？Because by this way we are protected by the internal energy of Krishna.
Yes.
是的。
We are protected by the internal energy of Krishna. It's right. Right answer. Who said that?
Gopi Krishna.
Gopi Krishna. Very nice. Okay. Other answer.
非常好。还有其他的答案吗？
Why we are free from the reaction of karma when we engage in devotional service?
In this way, we are seizing the karma.
Yeah, and that we go around. It's the same question. This is what I'm asking. Why you become free from karma?
所以说为什么从事这样的活动会让我们免于业报呢？ Because, 因为奉献服务是超然的。Because the devotional service is transcendental.
Because devotional service is transcendental, that's right.
是的，没错。
But I want more. Explain more.
但是我需要更多的、更详细的解释。
Devotional service transcends in the fruitive activity. Krishna promised that everyone who surrender to him will be delivered from the sinful activity.
Yeah, Krishna promised to free us from material reaction if we surrender to him. Yes, that's a fact.
Because Krishna 答应说，只要我们臣服 Krishna 的话，那么他就能够让我们免于所有的活报和活动的反应。
Your answers are all right.
你们的回答都是对的。
But I want more. Shri Radhika called back the conference. The sound is getting lousy. Call back the conference. Turn off and call back.
Sorry, I cannot hear. Could you repeat?
Then Shri Radhika cut off the communication and called back again. The communications are going back. Turn off and turn on again.
Okay. So you want her to connect again?
Turn off and turn on again.
Okay.
And
okay.
On again.
关掉然后重新开。先关掉。好了。
Are you good?
Yes.
Is it a little better?
Yeah, it becomes better. And the Gopi Krishna has answered.
Because other activities of Krishna is are transcendental.
Yes. Yes. Now you said it. This is what we have been studying in a verse. Because the activities of devotional service are transcendental to the material energy.
是的，因为所有 Krishna 的活动都是超然的，是它是超然于物质能量的。
Okay, please tell the other people in the conference to turn off their microphones.
要让其他的人呢把他们的麦克风先关掉。
Only one microphone, Gopi Priya.
只有我们这边的麦克风可以响，其他的麦克风就暂时关一下，谢谢。
Otherwise, it's the communication go bad.
否则的话呢，效果不是很好。
We used to be engaged in activities, transcendental activities, then we are not affected anymore by material nature. Even though we are using the laws of material nature, we are not affected by the laws of material nature anymore.
即便我们处在这物质自然当中，但是我们却不受它的影响。
Because we are using material nature in the service of Krishna.
因为我们把物质自然用于对 Krishna 的服务当中。
Krishna is the master and the controller of material nature.
Krishna 是这个主物质自然的主人或者物质自然的控制者。
So by his desire material nature, one is using in service material nature does not create any more reaction.
当你把这个物质自然用于对 Krishna 服务当中的时候，那么就不会再造成任何的反应。
So material nature, material energy becomes spiritualized.
因此，物质能量、物质自然，它们就被灵性化了。
So that's why bhakti, the process of bhakti is so wonderful.
这就是为什么奉爱的这个程序是如此的美妙。
We don't need to disconnect us from the material world.
你不需要和这个物质世界隔绝起来。
We don't need to be detached from material energy.
那么我们不需要弃绝这个物质能量。
We just need to know how to use everything in this material world for the service of Krishna.
你只需要知道说如何把一切的物质能量一切的事情都用于对 Krishna 的服务当中就可以了。
So we can use activities within this material world for the pleasure of Krishna.
因此我们可以把这个在这个物质世界当中的活动用于对去满足 Krishna.
So evenActivities that we perform with our body, we perform with our senses, they can be free from reaction of karma.
因此，即便我们是用这个躯体或者这个躯体所从事的活动，我们都可以免于 karma 的反应。
This is what is called karma yoga.
This is called what?
Karma yoga.
所以这就叫做 karma yoga 行动瑜伽。
To connect our activities for the pleasure of Krishna.
因此，就是把我们的活动和 Krishna 的快乐连接起来。
Like Prabhupada said, karma become overcoated with bhakti.
Karma becomes what with bhakti?
Overcoated, covered with bhakti. Yeah, with bhakti.
Yeah. 所以呢，就是 karma 它是由奉爱所包裹起来了。
That's what most of us can do. We do activities that we like to do, but we do it for the pleasure of Krishna.
那么，我们去做我们想做的事情，但是我们会为了 Krishna 的快乐而去做。
So karma yoga is already activity in Krishna consciousness.
因此 ，karma 瑜伽已经是在 Krishna 知觉当中的活动了。
But it's a little different from bhakti yoga.
但和 bhakti 和奉爱瑜伽呢又有一些区别。
So what is that little difference?
那么那一点点的区别在哪里呢
？What is the little difference between karma yoga and bhakti yoga?
所以 karma 瑜伽和 bhakti 瑜伽之间的区别是什么呢？没有业报 no reaction, no karma.
Also in karma yoga, there's no reaction. Bhakti yoga, there's no reaction. None of these activities do we have reaction.
在行动瑜伽当中也已经是没有活动的反应，没有火花。所以是什么答案呢？
I want to know what is the difference. This is a similarity. Differences, I want to know.
所以呢，阿修想要知道的是他们之间的不同，而不是他们之间的类似点。
The performance of karma yoga attached to this type of activity.
那么因为这个行动瑜伽师呢，他们依附于他们所从事的这个
活动。Yes, in karma yoga,We are attached to a certain type of activity.
是的，在这个行动瑜伽当中呢，这个从事的人他仍然依附于这个某一个活他所从事的活动。
But we do the activity for the pleasure of Krishna.
但是呢，我们去从事做这个活动呢，是为了 Krishna 的快乐。
So bhakti is also there.
因此，分爱也在那里。
But pure bhakti.
但是纯粹的份爱
means we do whatever Krishna wants us to do.
也就意味着我们去做任何 Krishna 想要我们做的。
For his pleasure.
为了他的快乐。
We only think of doing what gives pleasure to Krishna, what Krishna wants us to do.
我们只去做 Krishna 想要我们做的事情。
Okay, can you give some examples of?Where we practice pure bhakti yoga.
那么能不能给我们一些例子，也就是说我们做纯粹奉献服务的例子呢？
For example, if one person, he wants to, give lecture, but now Krishna wants him to cook, something else.So he will give up this activity and do Krishna wants.
Yes, yes, a very nice example.
比如说有一个奉献者，他想讲，他想听课或者讲课，但是有其他的Krishna 想要他去厨房去烹调，然后呢，这个奉献者他就放弃了他原来的这个愿望，然后去做Krishna 想要他做的。
We sit down together, like now we are seated together and we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Is this karma yoga or bhakti yoga?
就好像比如说我们大家现在聚在一起坐下来，然后再听圣典国家晚餐，这是行动瑜伽还是奉爱瑜伽？是哪种瑜伽？奉爱瑜伽 ,bhakti yoga.
Yes. Okay, I chant 16 rounds every day. Is this karma yoga or bhakti yoga?
那么我每天念诵十六圈，那么这是行动瑜伽还是奉爱瑜伽呢 ？Bhakti Yoga.
Yes, any activity that is given to us by Krishna through the disciplic succession through our spiritual masters, those activities are pure devotional service.
是的，任何的活动只要是来自于 Krishna 或者来自于使徒传系，由波罗和那些使徒传系所教导我们的，那么他们都是纯粹的奉献服务。
If your spiritual master tells you to do certain type of business and give the profit of your business for Krishna service, is that karma yoga or bhakti yoga?
比如说你的灵性导师让你做某一个生意，然后从生意当中所赚来的钱用来做奉献服务，这是行动瑜伽还是奉爱瑜伽呢？ Bhakti Yoga, pure Bhakti Yoga.
Yes, anything that you do under the order of Krishna or his representative, that's Bhakti Yoga.
是的，任何事情只要我们追随 Krishna 的训示或者 Krishna 的代表的训示的话，那么这项活动就是奉爱瑜伽。
So we may still practice lots of activities of karma yoga, things that you like to do, we prefer to do, but gradually we learn how to just do whatever is pleasing to Krishna.
是的，我们仍然在做这个物质存在当中从事活动，因为我们是受条件限制于去从事活动的，所以但是我们只要去做 Krishna 想要我们做的就可以。
So bhakti is most important.
因此，奉爱是最为重要的。
We should not do any more karma.
我们不应该做做更多的 karma.
Karma means selfish activity.
Karma 的意思是自私的活动。
Means I do activity that I want to enjoy the results.
也就是说，我做这件事情是因为我想要去享受这个活动的结果。
If I want to enjoy the results, I'm hearing myself now.
I can hear you, sure.
No, but I'm hearing my voice, and I don't want to hear my voice. I get confused.
Oh. So what can we do?
Don't get too close to the speaker.
Okay.
So. Okay. So we want to engage only in activities that are very pleasing to Krishna.
因此我们只是想从事于那些活动是取悦 Krishna 的活动。
We have to do everything that necessary to stop acting only for our selfish pleasure.
那么我们只是从事那些活动呢，可以让我们不再去享受活动生活的活动。
Otherwise, if you engage in karma, we remain bound in this world.
否则的话，如果我们仍然从事 karma， 在 karma 当中的话，那么我们就会在这个物质世界当中束缚，被束缚。
So we don't want to be independent.
因此，我们不想独立开来。
We want to be dependent on Krishna and his representatives.
因为我们想要去依靠 Krishna 和他的代表。
We want to be always dependent on his protection.
我们总是要依靠他的保护。
We are his servants.
我们是他的仆人。
So we have neck beads.
因此我们有我们的颈珠。
Like a dog. A dog was also as a dog was as a master. He has a collar around his neck.
因此就好像是一条狗，那么它如果是有主人的狗呢，它的脖子上呢会有一个项圈的。
If he has a master, means he's protected.
如果它有一个主人的话，便意味着它是受保护的。
So we also want to have a master.
因此我们也想要有一个主人。
The perfect master.
一个完美的主人。
That's Krishna.
那就是 Krishna.
Krishna is the perfect master.
Krishna 是完美的主人。
If we are protected by Krishna, then material energy cannot give us any harm.
如果我们被 Krishna 所保护了，那么这个物质的能量没有办法给我们任何的伤害。
Then we'll become totally protected.
那么这样的话呢，我们就被完全的保护了。
Totally free from karmic reactions.
完全的免于所有这些果报性的活动。
So this is our process.
所以这就是我们的程序。
We give attention to Krishna's message, to Krishna's words, to Krishna's teachings.
所以我们把注意力放在 Krishna 的讲过的话上，Krishna 的经典上，所有关于 Krishna 的事情上。
We don't pay attention to what material energy is telling us or materialistic people are telling us.
所以我们不要对那些物质的能量或者说物质主义者所告诉我们的事情呢，我们是不需要有任何的关注的。
We only want to hear from Krishna and his devotees.
我们只想从 Krishna 和他的奉献者那里聆听。
You only want to read books about Krishna and his devotees.
我们只想阅读有关于 Krishna 和 Krishna 的奉献者的书籍。
We don't have anything to do with other subject matters.
我们在这个世界上的其他的任何的事情或者其他的任何的主题呢，跟我们都没有关系。
Then you become free.
然后这样的话，那么你就自由了。
Naturally, by engaging in devotional service to Krishna, by being protected by Krishna, we are free from karma.
因此，自然而然的，当你从事于对 Krishna 的活动当中，那么你就免于karma.
So many books were written by the followers of Lord Chaitanya about bhakti.
有主 Chaitanya 以及主 Chaitanya 的追随者，他们写了那么多的书籍，都是关于奉爱的。
They spend so much time writing those books under the instructions of Lord Chaitanya.
那么他们在主 Chaitanya 的训示之下，他们花了很多的时间撰写了那么多的书籍。
And then so many other acharyas after the six Goswamis, they wrote so many books about devotional service.
以及并且呢，在六个 Goswami 之后，有很多的 acharya， 他们也撰写了很多奉爱服务的书籍。
Srila Prabhupada translates so many of those books.
Srila Prabhupada 已经翻译了很多这方面的书籍。
And he wrote his own commentaries.
然后他写了他自己的评注。
All that is done for us.
所有这些都是为我们而做的，已经做了。
So we can have sufficient knowledge about Krishna.
因此，我们已经拥有对关于 Krishna 的充沛的知识。
We cannot just say, okay, I know I'm a spiritual soul, I'm eternal servant of Krishna.
我们不能只是说啊，我知道我是灵魂，我是 Krishna 的永恒仆人。
Okay, I know I have to chant my 16 rounds.
Okay, 我知道我要念诵十六圈。
Oh, now I know I have to follow regulative principles.
啊，我知道，我要去追随四项规范原则。
I know, I should only eat prasadam.
啊，我知道，我只是吃，应该只是吃 prasadam.
All that is very nice.
所有这些都是非常好的。
And certainly you should do all that.
当然你应该做这些事情。
But there is more that we have to do.
但是在这些事情之上还有更多。
You have to learn more about Krishna, hear more about Krishna.
你应该去学习更多的关于 Krishna 的事情，并且应该更多的聆听 Krishna.
So that we develop an attraction and affection for Krishna.
这样的话呢，我们就会培养起对 Krishna 的去培养起去对 Krishna 的吸引，并且呢对 Krishna 的爱。
Because the more we know about Krishna, the more we become attracted to him.
因为当我们越是依附 Krishna 的话，那么我们越是被 Krishna 所吸引。
We develop an attachment for him.
那么我们就会 越来越多的培养起对 Krishna 的依附。
Then when we chant our 16 rounds, we chant our 16 rounds with feelings.
然后这样的话，当我们再次念诵十六圈的时候，我们就会带着情感来念诵。
When we taste prasadam, we know what we are tasting and we relish the taste of the prasadam.
当我们在品味菩萨等的时候，我们就会知道我们就会真正的去品尝到菩萨等的这种特别的感
觉。When you do any activity of devotional service, we do with feeling, we do with attachment.
那么当我们从事其他的奉献服务的时候，我们会带着情感来做，带着依附来做。
So we don't let our devotional service to become just a mechanical thing.
因此，我们不想要让我们的奉献服务变成一件机械化的活动。
Okay, I have to chant, I chant that every day. Okay, finish. Okay, I have to do something else. Okay, but no feeling.
Okay, 好，我今天要念诵十六圈，然后念完之后我要做这个做那个，却没有任何的情感，机械的来做。
That's not true.
这样不好。
And sometimes devotees become tired because they don't feel happy doing these things.
那么就好像说，我们可以看到奉献者们有时候，当他们做这件事情的时候，却并不感到快乐。
No, we have to develop feeling in what we do, loving feelings.
不是这样的。我们应该去在我们的所从事这些活动当中，培养出情感来，有一种爱的情感。
Because we have so much capacity to love in our hearts.
因为其实在我们每个人的内心是有那么多的爱的能力。
So we have to put all that love that's in our hearts, we have to put in our activities.
因此我们要把我们心中那么多的爱去投注到我们的行动当中。
But the only way is to really fall in love for Krishna, to be really attached to Krishna.
但唯一的方法就是我们真正的和 Krishna 坠入爱河，真正的去依附 Krishna。
That's why hearing about Krishna is the first thing we have to do.
因此，聆听 Krishna 是我们所要做的第一件事。
Hear very attentive, become know more and more about this wonderful personality.
那么聆听 Krishna 是非常重要的。通过聆听，我们变得越对 Krishna 了解越来越多。
Then we can remember Krishna.
然后我们能够记忆 Krishna。
We hear about him, we talk about him, and naturally we remember him all the time.
我们聆听关于 Krishna, 然后我们讨论 Krishna, 自然而然我们就会记得 Krishna.
Then whatever you do during the day, we'll be always remembering him. Oh, I'm doing this for Krishna, this is for his pleasure. I like to do this, this is for his pleasure.
然后在我们一天当中所从事的所有活动，我们都会记得说，哦，我非常喜欢从事这个活动，因为我是为 Krishna 而从事的这个活动。
So it is very important to have always, every day, hear or read about Krishna. Try to understand this science of devotional service.
因此，这是非常重要的。我们每天都要聆听关于 Krishna 的科学，尝试去理解这门科学。
So this is the advice that Sutta Goswami is giving here to the sages of Nainisharani.
这就是 Sutta Goswami 给 Nainisharani 的森林中的圣者所提出的建议。
If somebody can become free from karma just by remembering Krishna.Then how wonderful is Krishna?
你能够只是通过聆听 Krishna 来斩断所有的
remember
通过来记忆 Krishna 来斩断在这个物质世界的所有的纠葛。
Then who will not going to pay attention about Krishna, message of Krishna?
然后呢？有谁会不去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息呢？
Krishna is so wonderful. Just by remembering him, we become free from karma, free from suffering.
Krishna is 如此的美妙。我们只是通过记忆他，通过聆听他，就可以免于果报活动的反应。
Then naturally we want to hear more about him.
自然而然的，我们就会想要更多的去聆听他。
We become more and more attached to him.
我们会变得对他越来越依附。
So this is how we should practice.
那么这就是我们应该去做的。
Bhakti should build feeling.
所以奉爱应该带着情感去做。
So this feeling comes specially from hearing and talking about Krishna, because then we can remember him all the time.
这种情感来自于我们首先是聆听，然后讲述 Krishna， 最终我们会达到对 Krishna 的意念。
So this is the process.
因此，这就是程序。
Any question or comment?
有任何的问题或者是评语吗？So how it comes that if one becomes perform the devotional service mechanically, so how is the situation when we'll do it and how to overcome it? 所以在这里的问题是，一个人怎么会机械性的去从事奉献服务呢？当一个人已经开始这样做的时候，应该怎么样去克服这样的一种状况呢？
So mechanical service certainly gives some good result.
当然，机械性的奉献服务，它也会给你一些成果。
It also frees us from reaction, material reaction.
那么这也让我们免于物质活动的反应。
But will not give us access to Krishna's love.
但是我们没有办法通过这样的一种状况，最终达到对 Krishna 的爱。
So we have to hear more about Krishna.
因此我们需要更多的聆听关于 Krishna 的体质。
Hear or read is the same.
那么聆听和阅读其实是一样的。
If you have the opportunity to hear from very advanced devotees, the best.
当然，如果我们能够从非常高级的奉献者那里聆听，是最棒的。
Otherwise, you can read.
否则的话呢，你也可以阅读。
But read with the intention to grasp what we are reading.
那么，但是呢，当你阅读的时候，你要非常认真的阅读，并且呢，要去理解它当中的所有的内容。
Srila Prabhupada said we should scrutinizingly study his books.
Srila Prabhupada 说我们应该去研读他的书籍。
Really try to understand what is in the books.
我们要真的非常努力的要去让自己理解在他的书当中所呈现的。
And then if you don't understand something, you take notes and ask somebody who can explain to you.
然后当你如果遇到任何的地方你们没有办法理解的话，那么你就把它记下来去询问别人。
Also, we should be attentive when we are performing devotional service.
那么当我们在从事奉献服务的时候呢，我们要非常的专注。
We have to be conscious of what we are doing.
那么我们要意识到，我们要知觉到我们所做的事情。
Mechanical means we are not very conscious of what we are doing.
机械性的意思是我们当我们在从事一个活动的时候，我们不是很有意识，不是完全的意识到我们所做的事情。
Means that our consciousness is somewhere else.
也就意味着我们的知觉或者意识是在其他地方。
So we have to be conscious that what we are doing and how we should do it for the pleasure of Krishna.
因此我们要意识到说我们在做什么，并且我们如何把这件事情做这件事情能够去取悦 Krishna。
Like if you are chanting the holy name,
比如说你现在在唱诵圣名，
you close the world.
那么你关闭， you close the world, 你把这个世界关闭掉。
We have nothing to do, just hear and chant.
那么我们跟外界没有任何的关系，我们只是聆听和念唱诵。
Then we are taking advantage of Krishna association.
那么这样的话呢，我们就能完全的充分的利用到 Krishna 联谊。
If we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or reading scriptures, we close up the world.
如果我们聆听或者是阅读圣典博伽瓦坛的话，我们要和这个世界外界隔绝起来。
You just try to absorb ourselves in what we are hearing.
那么我们只是把我们专注于我们所聆听的内容。
Then naturally, if you are conscious, you are attentive, the message will enter in our hearts.
那么自然而然的，当你非常的专注的时候，当你非常有带着知觉去聆听的时候，那么这个讯息呢就会进入到你的心中。
If we chant with very careful attention, the holy names will enter in our hearts.
因此，当你念诵的时候，非常专注的时候，圣名就会进入你的内心。
Otherwise, just go through one ear and goes out through the other ear.
否则的话
，enters through one ear and goes out through the other
ear. 否则的话，你只是一个耳朵进，另一个耳朵出。
We read something, enter in one ear, goes out in the other ear.
那么也就是说，我们听的时候，左耳朵进，右耳朵出。
So we don't want that.
所以我们不想要这样的方法。
So we have to renew our attention.
所以我们要要让我们的注意力再一次的集中起来。
To be more conscious of what we are doing.
去意识到我们所做的事情。
We should never feel proud that we are very advanced devotees.
我们永远不能为我们骄傲的认为我们自己是非常高级的奉献者。
We should always understand that we are in a very dangerous position in this material world.
我们要总是意识到，其实我们是处于在这个物质世界当中的一个非常危险的境地。
And at every moment. These material bodies can be taken away from us.
在任何的时候任何的时刻做物质躯体都我们都可能离开这个物质躯体。
So we have to be conscious of every single moment we are using in Krishna service.
因此我们要带着完全的知觉每一分每一秒每一刻都用于对 Krishna 的服务。
So we have to practice, but practice well.
因此我们需要练习但是我们要非常好的去练习。
Be more attentive, be more conscious of what we are doing.
因此我们要用更多的注意力去专注在我们所做的从事的事情上。
But all starts by hearing.
所以这一切都开始于聆听。
Hearing and chanting are the two most important activities.
聆听和唱诵是所有活动当中最为重要的。
That's why the chanting of japa includes this. Chanting and hearing is there when you chant japa.
所以当你唱念诵的时候同时发生两件事情就是聆听和念诵。
So we have to start by doing this very nicely, very attentively.
因此我们得从这一点开始也就是说我们非常专注的聆听和念诵。
So it's not easy.
这是不容易的。
Because we have been used, we have been habituated,to pay attention to our minds, to pay attention to the message from the material world.
因为呢，我们已经习惯于关注我们的心意和关注于来自这个物质世界的讯息。
We have been used to be unrestrained, just use our senses as the senses become attracted to something, you just go for it.
因为我们已经习惯了去不受束缚的去非常不受束缚的去关注我们的这个感官以及或者说感官的对象。
We have been used to consider our minds as our best friends.
我们已经习惯了把我们的心意视作为我们最好的朋友。
But now we have to understand that actually they are our worst enemy.
但是现在我们要去意识到说其实我们的心意是我们最糟糕的敌人。
So we are very careful about dealing with our mind.
因此我们要非常小心地去对待我们的心意。
We don't trust our minds.
我们不要去信任我们的心意。
Unless our minds are completely absorbed in Krishna.
除非我们的心意完全地专注于 Krishna。
Then our minds become our best friend.
然后我们的心意就变成我们最好的朋友。
But while the mind still wandering on material things, our minds are enemies.
但是当这个心意仍然专注在或者徘徊于物质事物的话，那么这就是不可信任的。
So we should not trust our minds.
因此，这样的情况之下，我们就不要信任我们的心。
So when you chant Hare Krishna, we turn off our minds.
那么因此当我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候我们要把这个心意关闭起来。
Only the hearing and the speaking.
那么只有聆听和唱诵。
And then the effect is different.
然后那么这样的反应就会不一样。
Hearing,
效果就不一样。
Reading, all this becomes different.
那么聆听唱诵这一切都变得灵性化 spiritual 还是什么都变得不同。
So try like this. Try to be more conscious of what you are doing.
因此让我们试一试，也就是说让我们试着在我们所做的事情当中变得更有知觉更有意识。
Also it's very important to develop a very good service attitude to other devotees.
同时呢，我们还要培养起对其他奉献者的一个非常好的服务心态。
Because by serving the devotees of Krishna, Krishna facilitates our own practice.
因为通过去服务 Krishna 奉献者 ，Krishna 呢就会来帮助我们在我们的自己的奉献服务上或者我们的进步上来帮助我们。
When you serve the devotees, Krishna pays attention to us.
当我们服务奉献者的时候 ，Krishna 就会来注意我们。
Then he helps us to practice our devotional service lines.
然后他就会来帮助我们来更好的从事复兴。
Because he becomes attracted to our devotional service.
因为他被我们所从事的奉献服务所吸引了。
So service to devotees is also very important.
因此，服务奉献者也是非常重要的。
So we just have to put everything together.
因此，我们只需要把所有的事情放在一起就可以。
And do everything very nicely, very conscious.
然后把所有这些事情呢，都是非常专注的来做。
Always remember, we are just servants.
总是记得我们只是仆人。
I don't know if I replied to your question.
我是否回答你的问题了呢？ Yes.
Haribo, excuse me.
Yes.
Haribo, excuse me.
Wuhan, Wuhan ki jai.
Yes. I'm NDD in Wuhan.
Yes.
How are you, Asu? Asu, how?
I'm okay, Hare Krishna. Nice to hear your voice. You can ask in Chinese.
Thank you. 我有两个问题想请教一下。
Now we have, I have two questions.
第一，这个
First.
如果依附奉献服务，算不算依附活动结果呢？
So if if one attached to the devotional service, can we categorize it as the attachment to the results?
No, the results are for Krishna.
不是的，因为这个结果是为 Krishna 而做的，是给 Krishna 的结果。
We can say we are attached to have a good result for Krishna.
当然我们可以说我们依附于这个想法，就是说我们希望能够有一个好的结果，是在这个为 Krishna 的活动当中能够有一个好的结果。
Otherwise, if you don't think like that, we don't do our service perfectly.
否则的话，如果我们不这样想的话，那么我们就没有办法去非常好的去做我们的服务。
But we don't do devotional service thinking, oh, I'm going to do thisTo offer to Krishna, then I'm going to enjoy the result. After offering to Krishna, I'm going to enjoy it.
但是呢，我们不要这样想说，比如说我们做一个奉献服务，然后我们想我们把这个服务呢供奉给 Krishna， 供奉完了之后呢，我就能好好享受了。
Okay, I'm going to cook a nice preparation that I like very much. I'm going to offer to Krishna, then I'm going to enjoy it.
那么比如说我现在在为 Krishna 做 prasad 做食物，然后当我供奉完之后呢，我就能好好享受它了。
This is not proper mentality. It's not devotional mentality.
这样的想法呢，是不恰当的，这不是奉献服务的心态。
But when we do devotional service, you should be attracted to have a good result to offer to Krishna.
但是呢，当我们在做奉献服务的时候，我们应该去。想要去达到一个好的结果。
But if the result does not come as we expected,
但是如果这个结果并不是我们所期望的，
you should not become frustrated.
那么我们也不要沮丧。
Because Krishna already accepted our service.
因为 Krishna 已经接受了我们的服务。
But sometimes the devotees they may think, or if my service If the result was not nice, it's because I was not sincere enough in doing my service.
但有时候奉献者会认为呢，如果就当我做一个活动或者服务的时候，这个结果不好，那么便意味着我做这个服务的时候呢，我不够真诚，不够认真。
So that can also be there. It stimulates our, makes us improve our spiritual practices.
所以呢，这种心态也是有的，而且呢，它可以来刺激我们能够更好的去做服务。
But you should not start lamenting and stop doing service because oh, I cannot do anything nice, no good result. Okay, I don't do anymore.
但是呢，我们不要说如果这个服务的结果是不好的，我们不要太沮丧，或者说甚至放弃了这个服务，认为就是自己是一无是处的，我再也不能做这个服务了，我没有什么资格，而完全的停止活动或者停止这个服务，这是不应该的。
Otherwise, it means that we are attached, we are selfish attached to the performance of our service.
这就意味着我们非常自我们非常自私的去依附于我们所从事的活动了。
And we want to be noticed for the results we are getting.
而且呢，我们希望我们所从事的这个活动的结果能够被别人注意到。
So the others would say, "Oh, such a nice devotee! Look what he did."
啊，然后别人就会说，哎，看，啊，这个奉献者做了那么好的服务，然后他做了那么好的事情。
So sometimes Krishna seeing our mentality, if our mentality is like that, Krishna purposely make us fail.
因此，如果一个人有这样的心态的话，那么 Krishna 他就会有意识的或者有目的性的让我们失败。
So that the devotee becomes more humble.
那么这样的话呢，这个奉献者他就会变得更加的谦卑。
Okay, second question.
第二个问题。
谢谢。第二个问题是那个Karma Yoga 有没有业报反应？
So the second question is there reaction from Karma Yoga?
No.
没有。
No material reaction.
所以 Karma Yoga 是没有物质的反应的。
它不是依附活动结果吗？如果依附活动结果，不是要产生业报反应吗？
So just now it's mentioned that when one perform Karma Yoga, the performers has attachment to the result. So
no,
is there any reaction? 我们没有这样说。
We said he's attached to the activity, not to the result.
我们说的是这个从事 karma yoga 的人，他依附于这个活动，但他并不依附活动的结果。
I do a certain activity because it's what I prefer, but the results are for Krishna, not for me.
那么我做这个某一个活动呢，是因为我喜欢做这个活动，但是呢，活动的结果我把它供奉给 Krishna。
So my karma, my activity with the material body, it's coated with bhakti.
所以呢，我的 karma 这个活动呢，是和这个奉爱服务呢是已经由奉献服务所包裹起来了。
So because we are not attached to enjoy the results, then karma yoga is free from karma.
因为呢，我们并不依附于去享受这个活动的成果，所以呢，我们就不会，我们就免于活动的反应。
So this is the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
所以这就是这就是《薄伽梵歌》的第三章。
No, fifth chapter.
第五章。
Fifth chapter is called Karma Yoga Action in Krishna Consciousness.
第五章的抬头就是Karma Yoga 在 Krishna 知觉当中的活动。
If it's an action in Krishna Consciousness, cannot have any karma.
如果一个人在Krishna 知觉当中活动的话，那么就不会有业报，不会有 karma。
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna, much pleasure. Any other question?
No.
Ashu, I have a question. One devotee couple asked me that they have very good relationship and they are very devoted Grihastha. So, they are hoping thatwhen they go back to Godhead, they can also have the relationship as husband and wife. So, can this happen? And what's the difference between a devotee devoted everything to Krishna and the mentality of this couple? What will be the difference of their result?所以我的问题是，有一对奉献者的夫妇，他们是非常好的奉献者，他们夫妻之间的关系是非常的好。所以有一天他们就问我说，当他们回归灵性世界的时候，他们可不可以也是夫妻？并且呢，如果这是第一个问题，第二个问题是，一个完全完全奉 奉献给 Krishna 的奉献者和仍然希望保留像这对奉献者他们之间的这个关系的奉献，这样一种关系的这种心态，这两种心态的奉献者他们最终达到的结果会有什么不同吗？
If a couple, if they are engaged in serving Guru and Krishna,
如果一对夫妻他们完全的从事于对 Guru 和 Krishna 的服务，
Yes, it could happen that in the next life they would be together or they would go back to the spiritual world and there be together in some type of relationship.
是的，当他们下一世或者是进入灵性世界的时候，或许他们之间会有一些关系在那里。
But if they are together not just to serve Guru and Krishna but also to serve their desire for sense gratification, then there is no guarantee that they're going to be together in the spiritual world.
那么但是如果在他们的服务或者关系当中，在他们的关系当中仍然有感官享乐这个成分在那里的话，那么就不能保障他们能够回到灵性世界。
But in what type of relationship will be there together in the spiritual world, we don't know.
但是他们到底是不是能够在灵性世界当中到底会是什么样的关系我们不知道。
But we will be all together.
但是最终我们都会在一起的。
Certainly, we are serving Krishna, the movement of Lord Chaitanya. We're going to be all together there in the spiritual world.
毫无疑问，因为我们都是主 Chaitanya 的追随者，我们都在这样同一个运动当中，所以最终我们都会在一起。
As we are friends here serving together Guru and Krishna, we will be there together as friends serving Guru and Krishna.
就好像我们现在大家在一起去服务 Guru Krishna, 那么当我们回到灵性世界的时候，我们都会也会在一起去一起来服务 Guru 和 Krishna.
And I hope I meet all of you there.
那么我希望我能够到时我能够在那里再见到你们。
At least there is no KGB.
至少那里没有 KGB. Yes.
Yes, we'll be all together.
是的，我们大家都会在一起。
But in what type of relationship, husband, wife, or children, or this, we don't know.
但是到底是在什么样的关系当中，到底是夫妻关系呢，还是父母亲和孩子的关系，或者朋友关系呢？这个我们还不清楚。
But certainly we'll be all very intimate friends.
但是毫无疑问的，我们都会毫无疑问，我们会再一次去，我们会是亲密的朋友。
All of us, not just husband and wives and children and parents, all of us who are serving Krishna in this movement will be very related intimately in the spiritual world.
所以呢，我们所有的人，只要在这个运动当中的所有的人，不仅仅是孩子和父母的关系，所有的人，我们在灵性世界都会是非常紧密的连接在一起的。
Without any material impediment.
那么没有任何的物质阻碍。
Pure relationships.
我们是会有非常纯粹的关系。
So we want to serve Krishna, Guru and Krishna together, and we will be together.
因此，当我们想要去一起来服务 Guru 和 Krishna, 然后我毫无疑问我们就会在一起。
This is Krishna's family.
那因为这是 Krishna 的大家庭。
我有两个问题有一个问题呢，是我在跟一个新人说我的 Guru 是回到灵性世界，但是旁边有一个奉献者打断我说，那 Guru 不一定是一定就是在Goloka Vrindavan, 他可能是被派到就是另外一个物质世界去拯救那里受条件限制的灵魂。那就是说关于我们的灵性导师的就是他现在究竟在哪儿，我们该怎么样子去和别人去解释呢？再有一个呢是如果我们想要
one by one
OK
translate
once I told a newcomer that my guru Dave has gone back to Godhead, but another devotee interrupted me by saying that he did not necessarily go back to Godhead back to Goloka Vrindavan, back to some has been sent by Srila Prabhupada to some material planet to save the conditioned souls there.
Mm.
So how should I explain the destination of my Gurudev?
You cannot say, because one situation or another is the same. If he's in a spiritual world or it is in a material world, serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya is the same. No difference.
这个很难说。那么不管，但是呢，是有一件事是肯定的，不管他是在灵性世界，还是说在这里去服务去拉帕布帕的使命，其实这两种归宿，或者说这两种状况，其实是一样的。
Actually, there's more chances that they come back to the material world to preach.
那么其实呢，他再一次回到物质世界来传教的可能性是更大的。
Because they were great preachers, so they are attached to preach.
因为他们是传教者，所以他们会非常依附传教。
And Krishna wants preachers in the material world.
然后呢 ，Krishna 也是希望想要有这样的传教士在这个物质世界。
For a pure devotee to be here in the material world, to be in hell, to be in heaven, or be in the spiritual world is the same.
对一个奉献者来说，不管是在地狱也好，或者在天堂也好，在灵性世界也好，都是一样的。
Because they are always engaged in Krishna's service.
因为他们总是从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
And that's Goloka.
那么在 Krishna 的服务当中，就和 Goloka Vrindavan 没有区别，是就是 Goloka。
So don't worry, one situation or another is purely situated in service to Guru and Krishna.
所以毫无疑问，他一定非常纯粹的处在对 Guru 和 Krishna 的服务当中。
No difference.
是没有区别的。
Question.阿叔，我是希望和某位奉献者呢有一种非常就是说亲密的关系啊，但是呢我也听人说呢这种关系也要就是看是不是灵性的还是物质的，如果要是灵性的话呢Krishna 会满足，如果是物质的话呢Krishna 就是不一定会满足啊，但是呢我就是觉得好像有很深的依附在心里面啊，然后我不知道，也许这种依附呢它会促进我的灵性的进步，但是也有可能呢它会阻碍我的灵性的进步，我该怎么样看待这个问题呢？就是阿叔，I have a deep attachment to certain person, and I feel certain.
I understood your question. Of course, we should develop spiritual attachment to other devotees also.
当然，我们要对奉献者呢培养起灵性的依附。
But because we are not pure devotees yet, naturally there is some material attachment also.
当然因为我们还不是纯粹的完全纯粹的奉献者，所以呢仍然有一些物质的依附在那里。
So, of course, material attachment can bind us to this material world.
那么当然物质的依附呢把我们束缚在这个物质世界当中。
But if the intensity of our material attachment is stronger, ultimately it's going to be what's going to be decide for our destination.
那么最终的就是说看哪一种依附是更为强烈的，那么这就会来决定我们的最终的去向。
So we have to see also what is the nature of our material attachment. Is it sinful? Is a sinful attachment? Or is just an attachment because we like the person and that person encourages in our devotional service?
那么到底所以我们要去检视或者是去审查一下我们对这个奉献对这个人的依附是灵性的依附还是说是有一些物质上的依附，是这种依附是罪恶的依附还是说这个依附可以促进我们的奉献服务。
So the attachment should not be sinful.
所以呢这个依附不应该是罪恶的。
should not bring us away from our attachment to Guru and Krishna.
那么这种依附呢，不应该把我们从对 Guru 和 Krishna 的依附当中带离开，或者是把我们带从这个依附当中远带离。
But if that material attachment helps us to become more close to Guru and Krishna, then it's not an impediment.
那么如果这个依附呢，能够帮助我们能够更好的去依附，增加对 Guru 和 Krishna 的依附呢，那么这就不是我们的障碍。
So it's not really a disturbance.
所以呢，这就不会去来骚扰我们。
So don't worry. If that is the type of attachment, then there's no big problem.
所以呢，所以不用担心。
那种类型的依附就不会是个问题。
所以那种类型的衣服就不会是个问题。
Because in this material world there is always some attachment.
因为在这个物质世界总是有这样那样的衣服在那。
There is always affinity for certain people, liking for some people.
你总是有一些倾向，你会和某一种类型的人比较好一些，或者比较有这种倾向，亲密一点。
But you should use that in Krishna service.
那么，但是呢，你要把这个关系呢用在对 Krishna 的服务当中。
To improve our attachment to Guru and Krishna.
来增加我们对 Guru 和 Krishna 的依附。
Not to do nonsense.
那么不要去做胡作非为的事情。
Then there is no danger.
然后呢，就不会有危险。
Krishna will protect you.
Krishna 会保护你。谢谢。
Hi, Bo.
Hi.
Okay. So.
四川奉献者有问题吗？
阿叔和你们都已经帮我回答完了，非常感谢。
Okay. So next Sunday, I hope I can be with you.I cannot promise.
下个星期天，我希望能够如期的和你们见面，但是现在还不能确定。
But let's say 75% yes.
那么应该说有75%的把握。
So I'll contact either Shri Radhika or Gopi Gita because Gopi Gita will be free, and I'll let you know.
所以呢，到时候我会联系 Shri Radhika 或者 Gopi Gita， 因为到时候他也会有空。
Okay, thank you very much to all of you.
非常感谢大家。
Nice to hear voices that I was not hearing for a long time.
非常高兴听到那些很久没有听到过的声音。
Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Take care. Have a nice weekend together. Haribo.
Haribo.
Haribo.